Blackstone Audio presents How to Knit a Love Song by Rachel Herron. For my mother, Jeanette Frances Herron, who always believed. Chapter 1. Sometimes the hardest part is the first stitch. When you don't know what you're doing, the very thought of starting can be terrifying. Put down my book. Refer to it only if you must. Cast on bravely now. E.C. Abigail gave the metal latch a giant twist, shoving all of her body weight behind it. Her hand slipped off it at the last moment, and her whole arm slammed through the bars in the gate. Damn it! That hurt. She pulled back her arm and rubbed the elbow that would probably be black and blue tomorrow. The gate was still closed. Abigail would get this thing open if she had to use her teeth to do it. It was the front gate, she was pretty sure, and it looked like the only way up the dirt drive. There weren't any locks, and she could get the long bolt to turn halfway, but she didn't know how to jam it over and out of the way. She sweated in the late October sun and felt her hair starting to curl against the nape of her neck. She stood straight and took a deep breath. Her hands burned. Her red pickup idled behind her, mocking her attempt to drive it through the gate. She should have turned the engine off, at least. A man sat on horseback on the brown ridge above her. She could just see him under a cluster of eucalyptus trees, far enough away to make out that he was male, but not much more. Was he watching her? No, he couldn't be. He probably couldn't see her clearly from up there. If he could, he'd have come down, at least to see what she wanted.